So the word that I did the last time that was on audio, I remember, and I didn't listen to it. I apologize. I didn't listen to it before I got on here. But I remember distinctly that it was heavy, talking about the kind of a pharaohic oppression that had been happening over God's people and different things going on in the world, and even in my life at the time and in the lives of other people that I cared about and still care about, and people that I'm concerned with around me. I could just see people I work with and on projects. You know, I saw it. The heaviness of it, and recognizing the Holy Spirit began to communicate with me that it was like the Pharaoh type. It was a spirit that resembled what was done to the children of Israel, you know, back in biblical times. So it was a, you know, spiritual thing over the people of God now. And Holy Spirit began to share with me that that was ending. That it, you know, it wasn't going to be an easy riddance of it, but that it was going away, that it was going to have to cease, that he was going to be sure, and that was, it was going to be by any means necessary. And I remember him talking about exposures, that there would just be this grand stage of exposures, and in some cases, for some people, because they were disobedient to God, it was going to be a repeated, like a barrage of disappointment, like just thing after thing after thing, like before they can get over this thing, then something else gets exposed. And before that happens, that gets exposed. And I remember one of the last things he said to me, and I was just speaking it at the end there while he was speaking to me. And I remember he said, "It's going to cost you." And when I heard it, and it shook me on the inside, and when I said it, it felt like, in the spirit, like a glass shattering. I mean, it was just like, I remember that, and I remember there was a pause that I made, because I was like, what did I just say? Oh my gosh. But I was just saying what he was communicating through me, and but it shook me on the inside, because I mean, even when people are wrong, people are doing things wrong, you don't have to even be doing it to me. But when you see people doing things wrong, and then when the Lord communicates to me that something is going to happen to those people because of what they're doing, I don't rejoice in that. I mean, I know some people do, but that doesn't make me feel good. I get afraid for them. I get concerned about, you know, what they could potentially face, because he's telling me in advance that it's going to happen. He might not share with me specifics of, you know, as far as what might happen. He might share, like he did at that time, he said exposures. He's, you know, like shameful situations, embarrassing things are going to begin to happen. Exposure. So that's part of it, but that's still, you know, there's a repercussion to the exposures, and that's the part he did share with me. And he usually doesn't, you know, he'll just communicate to me that something is going to happen. Sometimes he gives specifics, but sometimes not. So it's really odd. And maybe other people who have prophetic callings can attest to this. It's weird to know that something's going to happen to someone, and you can't do anything about it, because, you know, you can't stop them, and they're not going to stop. They're either being stiff-necked or hard-headed or rebellious to God, so they're not going to stop what they're doing in time to be able to circumvent whatever's going to happen. So they continue to do whatever they're doing, and then they look up, and they're really in hot water. And deep doo-doo, as they say. And, you know, there's no way out except through God. And, you know, it's got to run its course in most cases. It's kind of like having some kind of you know, bacterial infection or something, you know, like, you know, if you have a common cold, you know, sometimes it's just got to run its course, you know. But so that's what the thing is with people who are being disobedient to God. He's telling them, don't do this, don't do that, and they just keep doing it. And in this case, that pharaohic kind of oppression, messing with God's people, taunting God's people, mocking God's people, holding on to God's people, or holding God's people back, interfering with his will for God's people, you know, that's the thing that was going on at the time. And God said, the people that are doing this, you know, it's going to cost you. If you don't stop, you want to keep holding on, it's going to cost you. And, you know, so now I think maybe we can all look around and look in our own lives, in our own backyards, our own acquaintances, and even just in general, in public, in our culture. Look around and check that word and take that back before God and Holy Spirit and inquire and see where that fits in your life or in the lives of people you know, and in the world in general, how that word is actually come to pass in a heavy way. It's not done. It's not complete. It's working its way through, but it's a very serious thing. And so we certainly need to lift up people who, you know, find themselves or found themselves in a bit of a fix, at enmity with God, for the most part, because they would not do what he said, whatever he's pressing on their hearts, to stop doing this or stop doing that. You know, it's just very important to be obedient to God. So anyway, after that word came forth, he began to communicate with me over the next month after that he was going to start making really big distinctions between who are his and who are not. And I thought, oh wow, this is going to be interesting. And I kept waiting for him to release me, to release that word. And it just never seemed right. I thought, you know, Lord, I kind of committed personally to bring a word to everyone at the beginning of the month on a Wednesday, like I was calling it Wisdom Wednesday. And he said, you know, I'm not going to have you to do that. I know people do that, and they have, you know, they get on the first of the month, the first day of the month, and they say, here's a word for this month, and here's a word for December, here's a word for January. He said, that's fine. Some people I do that with, but I've called you to operate more on your feet, and I may share something with you and just have you to pray about it. And when it's time to release it, I will instruct you. And so apparently now is the time to talk about this word a little bit more. So anyway, he's going to make a distinction between the people who are his, i.e. the sheep, versus the people who are not, which is the goats. That's a symbolism that he used in the Bible. It talks about that. So took the liberty just now of just looking up to see a good passage to use. And I remember this passage, him talking to me about this in Matthew 25, specifically starting at verse 31 through 46. So I won't read all of this, but I'll share a little, unless he says keep going. Again, this is Matthew 25. Verses 31 through 46 in context, and we'll just read. I'm actually going to read, let's see, what version do I want? Let's do the New Living Version. And here we go. It's titled or subtitled The Sheep and the Goats. When the Son of Man comes in his shining greatness, he will sit down on his throne of greatness. All the angels will be with him. All the nations of the earth will be gathered before him. He will divide them from each other as a shepherd